Blog Talk Radio.
You shut the door, it froze on me. Okay, let me do it like this. I'm going to put you on the air right now. Mm-hmm. So, what's the first show that's possible? That's good. Cool.
Go in your cage and be quiet.
They probably hear you on the ear. Okay.
This girl was.
Hello.
All right, Jonathan Divas, we had a little bit of issues, technical difficulties. First show back in a minute. Miss Mobetta, are you in the building?
Yes, love, I'm here. I'm here. What's up?
All right, good. All right, so we're going to just let it rock without the, the intro music. For right now, Rich Money's working on that, but I'm going to let you take over.
Okay. Again, folks, welcome to the Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. Welcome back, folks. We have so been missing you guys, and we are so glad to be back. This is your diverse, non-biased show over here. Adult show, I may add. We are diverse, we are non-biased, and we are an adult show. We promote 18 and older callers, but however, we speak with a civil tongue over here. We don't, get out of line. Profanity is a no-no if we can help it. Sometimes I slip, but, when we're slipping, we talk about politics. We're not licensed psychologists over here. We're not here to fix anybody. We don't hold that power. However, if we can support you in any way, we will do so. We will try to point you to the right direction. So this is a platform where we allow people to call in to talk about daily topics and issues that goes on in everybody's daily lives. So with that being said, I am Long Island's leading lady, Miss Mo Becker.
That's right.
And we got Miss Storm in the building with us. She's waiting for our other diva, Ray Queen, to step in the building. And then we are going to get it on and popping. I'm just so excited. I am super excited about us being back in the realm. So excited. Shout out to all our callers and our listeners. The lines actually, they lit up early today because everybody was anticipating the show just like we was, and we appreciate y'all. So, hopefully y'all enjoy the show. If you have your shout outs or anything, to go on live and to speak live on the radio, you'll have to press that one.
Right.
You press one, it'll put you in queue, and you just hold on, and our boss, man, shout out to Rich Money, man. Rich Money in the building doing a damn thing.
Rich Money.
We'll get you out on the air. But
All right.
Yeah, we getting there.
Okay. Yes, indeed. So it's been a minute, but we're back. You know, we all have lives. Everybody has lives. So
yes,
you know, had things going on, but it just feels so good to be back in the building with my sisters, doing what we love to do. So, what's going on with you, big girl?
Oh, my God. I miss you guys so much. As the kids would say, you know, I miss you guys so much. It's definitely a blessing to be back into the building. We are super excited, you know, for what this year has to offer us. You know, we're coming back, and we're coming back super strong, you know, ready for whatever, whenever, you know. So, we're definitely pushing, trying to brand more and, you know, just do what we have to do. And, you know, first show we're starting off with is Lost Fantasy with the Deja Squad. So, you know, as GQ Palace gets back on the map and push around, you know, we're definitely, you know, starting off with this show first. And this is, you know, the first one. This is our first show tonight, so I'm super excited for the show. It was a stressful work day, week, month. You name it, it's been extremely, you know, it has been so busy, so hectic, you know, with like mom having surgery, Rich having surgery. It's just like a lot going on, you know, working like a runaway slave. Like I just, you know, escaped and I'm here picking cotton and stuff. Girl, please, it's just so much going on. But I'm thankful, I'm blessed, I'm happy to be, you know, here with you, you know, beautiful ladies, and just ready to, you know, rip this airway up, you know, and do what we got to do and, you know, represent and just, you know, thank you.
Blast
do things,
blast
you know,
blast
like we're ready,
indeed.
You know, we're definitely ready, and, you know, we've been, you know, gone for a minute. But, you know, the goal is definitely to get back out there, you know, strong, hard, branding heavy, you know, just taking it, you know, on a whole nother level. And, you know, the goal is wherever you, you know, wherever you see people, you're going to see some type of something at GQ Palace. You know, that's the goal to get us, you know, like we got to push it, you know.
Absolutely.
So we're excited. We're excited.
This is where we need, this is where we need our fans to step in, you know, because, again, that like I spoke on my live earlier, about marketing, you know what I mean? So
exactly.
It takes one person to tell one person and tell your friend and tell their friend and tell their friend. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? To dial 646-716-9786. I got to get that right.
It's the right listen. You did good. You did good. But let me tell you, I had to write mine down. I was like, hold up. Let me write this. With the day that I had today, my memory is like, woo. Let me tell you, it was a stressful day, right? I was telling Rich Money, I locked my keys in the car, okay?
Oh, Lord.
And mind you, I don't ever remember locking my keys in the car. But today I was running back from, you know, from the house back to the job and I was already running late, trying to, you know, push it. And I locked the door. I didn't even realize it. I went into work. I worked the rest of the day and everything. Couldn't tell me, you know, that I had my keys in my pocket. So I had my job keys, my work keys. Once I finally got back out to the car, I'm walking to the car and I'm feeling my pockets. I'm like, well, Dad, I got these scrubs on, but I'm checking every single pocket I got, my sweater, everything. I go back in the building to the other building where we had school at. I'm looking all over the place. The nurse was like, why don't you look? Did you leave them in the car? I'm like, no, I locked the door. You know, had a senior moment. I locked the door, and then I walk to the car, look around the car. What's sitting on my passenger seat? The key.
The key.
I was like, you've got to be kidding me, right?
Yeah, this so ain't life right now. This is not life.
Rich Money. I call Rich Money, right? He's like, I guess you better call AAA.
Yep. Listen, thank God for AAA. Let me tell you.
Oh, girl, listen. I call AAA, and then I put the app on my phone. So those of you who don't got the app, put the app on your phone. AAA on your phone. I was able to, after I spoke to them on the phone, with the app, it lets you know where the tow truck driver is.
That's right.
How long before they get there? Like, you don't have to call, hold online.
That's right.
No, you put the app on your phone. Girl, I put the app on my phone. I was able to track him where he was at. And then
look out
for him calling, you know. So he came.
Yep.
When I tell you the gadgets that they had, it took two
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, real quick.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just pop. He's like, yeah. He said, we don't have to go through all that, you know. Literally, just 1, 2, 3. That's it. I was done in the car, riding home, saying to myself, how did you lock your keys in your car, girl? How did you lock your keys in the car?
Yeah.
And
the
only thing.
It happens.
It just hasn't happened. You know,
it does.
Like,
it
happens.
Because, you get, like you said, you get so wrapped in what you got going on at work. And you know what I'm saying? I don't know about you or anybody else, but my mind be in 1,000 different places sometimes.
Oh, my gosh,
so,
it does. Yes, it does.
Like, and especially
how you been?
I've been okay. I have my
what's
up
new,
and
what's old, what is it? Tell me about it.
I have my ups and downs, you know. I had moved to the Eastern Long Island out to Greenport, where I'm from, but I since moved back in, you know, in Bellport, whatever. So,
oh,
shucks. You know,
congratulations, girl. Yeah.
Yes. So So my next move will be out of state, you know what I mean?
No,
my objective, my objective is to move out of New York. So, you know, once I get my ducks in order, or whatever, that's my next plan, and I'm giving myself a little time limit, which I gotta keep that to myself because, you know, things happen. But
you know what it is, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I gave myself some time, you know. And,
okay.
But other than that, just working. I won 2 tickets to Summer Jam, so myself
ooh,
and my daughter go.
Go ahead, girl. Go ahead.
And you know what?
Deepa, you going to Summer Jam?
I'm going to Summer Jam, girl. But let me tell you, the thing is, I don't really listen to anybody that performs there. But my daughter was like, "Go, mom," because I was gonna get the tickets to her, and you know, her people go. But she's like, "Nah, go." I said, "All right, I'll go." Whatever, and which I because I done been concerts and all of that stuff, so you
right.
I'm really not, and especially too, it ain't really nobody that I really want to see. I mean, I listen to some music, but that's not my music of choice right now.
Right, of course,
so
of course.
I'm gonna go and I'm gonna have a good time. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make it do what it do.
Diva, you've been the jump on the stage and was like, let me show you how to do the 16 bars. How about that? Let Miss Mobetta, Long Island's leading lady, show you what to do.
One way or another, I'm trying to get on the stage. Tell me.
I believe it.
That's just how I move. If I'm going, it's going to be a real productive day for me.
Yes.
But,
excellent.
You know, I want to give a shout out to everybody who's fighting with allergies right now. The allergies, the pollen and stuff is so crazy.
My
voice is mad ashy and just coughing. And I told my girls at work earlier. I said I got pollen boogers because my nose is just full of pollen. Like it's ridiculous. Oh my God! I'm just taking all kind of dirt text viruses.
I can't
pollen boogers. Yes, that's what I had. Because when you clean your nose out, it's like nothing but dust. And I was like, this can't be life right now. So that's why I'm going to have to start walking around with a mask on or something. Like, come on, it's your life.
It's terrible.
You know,
it's the car is covered in it.
It's bad. I went to the car wash the other day. I said I was going to go back and give me a refund because my car was yellow.
I saw somebody put online that there's like this is your face before the season, and this is when pollen hits it. The face, when I tell you, was the same color as pollen. Only thing you could see is the person's teeth. They was covered in it.
Wow.
I said that is terrible. Like when you think of it,
crazy.
It's like for the trees to have that much stuff. You could just imagine, like, just how the population is and how everything just falls and drops and how it gets in your throat. And I'm like, oh, this right here is not, you know, not being negative, but can you imagine, like, if somebody really wanted to actually do something and they could put it in the air or put it on the trees, and then once the wind starts blowing and you start smelling and your throat is bothering, your nose is bothering you. I went to the car, so I can't even park underneath this tree. This is how bad it was. It's terrible.
The crazy thing is you don't even have to park by a tree. Your car could be in the middle of a parking lot with no books. With nothing there, and that pollen is everywhere because the wind had picked up so much that it was just blowing it. Inside my car was just, it's like I just, I'm a woman inside of my car, and it's full of pollen. We try to keep the windows closed in the house. Like, you know, because if you open that up, it's going to be all on your bed and your sofas and your furniture and stuff. But
and I'm so prone to opening up the windows. I love to open
the
windows.
Me too.
But you know what? I'm like, oh, my God, my throat is itchy. I feel some kind of way. It makes me angry if I can't get to it, you know. Like,
yeah,
I wish I could just scratch my throat, my, you know.
That old school stuff. Like,
I wish I could
do
it.
What? I thought I had a sinus infection, so I went to the doctor the other day. And he scoped my sinuses or whatever, but he was like, nah, you don't have an infection. It's just the allergies. That's how it is. But after he scoped it, oh, my God, my sinuses hurt so bad. My nose hurt so bad. It's like, oh, my God, they sore. But it's just important to get yourself checked out, people. Like, you know, we know a lot of people just, I don't know why they don't go to the doctor, but people don't. Go and get yourself checked out because it's just important. An ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure any day. So, you know, a lot of people be afraid of results going to the doctor. Like, nah, listen, most of 9 out of 10 times, the stuff you go to the doctor for can be fixed. It can be, there's a resolution for it. So go get yourself, go to the doctor, get yourself checked out. You know, let's stop assuming what's going on, you know.
Well, you know what? You're talking to me then, because you're talking to me and all the other listeners too. Because I'm gonna tell you, I'm one that can diagnose myself, and I can tell my what you need to go buy this medication right here, and that's gonna take away all of that. So this way, you don't have to go to no urgent care, and you don't have to do any of that. That's me right there. So you definitely talking to me, because I can tell you what I'm gonna take to help myself. And if it ain't allergies, it will be by the time I'm done. How about that? Because
go
I'm taking medication for it.
Take your pill to the doctor, girl.
Because you know how I tell anybody, I don't really get sick like that, but for some reason when I do get sick, I literally get sick. Like, I get sick.
Yeah, you get sick.
Right, and
sick,
I can't.
Sick.
Look, the part that I can't cure myself, how about that? And then that's when I feel some kind of way. But I tell you, though, when I go to the doctor and I just switch to my new doctor, and she tried to make me seem like I know my body. I'm like, listen, I know all about all the nicks and crannies. I know all of them.
Yeah.
I can tell
know
you
all about me.
About me, you know.
Right,
you're just
right,
meeting
right.
me, so you need to learn me. I'm going to help
you
because I could tell you about me, you know. You could tell me.
I'm help you make this money.
Exactly. You could tell me the medical part of it and what you're going to prescribe for me. But reality is I know me better than me, you know, better than you'll ever know me. But and you're going to go by, even when you assess me, though, you're going to ask me questions. And based on my answers, you're going to prescribe me medication.
Right.
So
I'm still you telling her what's going on, right?
Exactly. I haven't went back to her since. I ain't even going to lie. I didn't even go back to her. She told me I have to go to 3 different doctors. I'm like, lady, listen.
Let me tell you, the biggest fix now for a lot of people now is vinegar, which is my favorite, vinegar and CBD oil. That's the fix for everything now.
Wait,
you
what's
know.
The oil?
CBD oil.
What is that?
It's a plant-based plant-based oil. It comes from the hemp plant, so it's like it comes from a cannabis plant, I think.
Oh,
but it helps,
okay.
You know, to help keep you calm, or it helps with pain relief and different things like that. So, a lot of people are taking those now. CBD oil. They have it. They have to take it internally, topical. all kinds of stuff. That's the new wave, actually. But
I was
going to
say, I thought you was going to tell me about some medical marijuana. I thought you was going to tell me about that.
It's in the line. It's in the line of medical marijuana, excuse me, but it doesn't have THC in it. THC is what gets you high. They don't have that in CBD, but with CBD and THC together, that's what marijuana really is.
But it's
like weed without the THC in it. It relaxes you, but it doesn't make you doesn't have the get high effect in it.
You don't get high.
And of course,
while we're on the the health topic, what's your intake on? You said vinegar. What's your intake on the apple cider vinegar? What do you think about that? As people try and like implement it and everything, like what's your intake on that?
That's my go to it. And let me tell you something. I mean, when people take it, you should dilute it because it's very acidic. So taking too much of it can start eating at the lining of your stomach. But however, it's a cleanser. It really does. It opens up your bowels and it fights mucus. So it really works. And not only that, you can use that as your plumbing options and your cleaning. You can use like to get fungus and stuff off your feet. You can soak your feet in it. So it has so many benefits, to vinegar. And it's not really much of a difference between the apple cider vinegar and white vinegar. You can use either one, but I use Bragg's apple cider vinegar with the mom in it is what it's called, with the mom. Well, that's supposed to be
the
antiseptic and all that stuff in the vinegar, the mom. But it has a lot of great benefits. So, and the good thing about it is, like, if it's flash or something, it doesn't stain. You can ingest it without being harmed. And stuff like that. So it has a lot of great benefits. Now you see they even making that in pills. They have apple cider vinegar pills now.
I did see that. I saw it. You know what? I saw it online. I saw it online, and I was just like, wait a minute. Like, is that real? Like, not like that, but just
now.
Wow. And you could buy it over the counter.
Over the counter, they got them on the shelves of Walgreens, CVS, all your local pharmacies have that now. Where, like I said, a lot of people take the pills because they can't really get past the taste of vinegar, So, but what happens if you want to cut the taste? People, I know I mix mine with honey. I can mix it with honey that way; it's not as strong. And put it in warm water, cold water, period, or apple cider. Is that right?
Yes.
What's going on?
What in the world shows up late to the first show back but me? Right?
Yeah. Live from the show.
I'm so sorry, y'all.
I'm over here giving apple cider vinegar lessons and stuff.
It's all right, but I'm loving it, and I'm sure the listeners are loving it too. So go ahead, keep going.
Absolutely. Listen, the Bragg, it costs a little more because it's just raw apple cider vinegar. But like I said, you can mix it with apple juice, tea, whatever, however you can stand the taste. It works. I take it daily. Well, I skip some mornings. Sometimes I'm in a rush and I don't take it. But when I get a cough and it gets cold and stuff, I'll take the apple cider vinegar and it loosens that mucus up. And it doesn't happen like instantly, so with over a couple of days, you'll feel it loosening, and you can start coughing that mucus and stuff out because that's what apple cider vinegar does. It fights mucus. So, when you get mucus, you shouldn't drink milk products and stuff like that. Milk creates mucus. But it works. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, if you're constipated, excuse me for those who can't stand it, but you're constipated, you take you some apple cider vinegar and you watch how it's gonna have you running.
Well,
okay, so real fast, real Ray, Ray Queen, real fast, just fill us in on what's been going on with you, and then if you can give a little bit of feedback on that apple cider vinegar or whatever you want to say to it. For everyone that's listening in, of course, the number to call is the 646-716-9789. You have to press that one button to get on the line. And, of course, you're here with Storm, Miss No Better, and Ray Queen. So, Ray Queen, just give us an update. What's going on?
Greetings, all, and welcome back to the new Diva Squad. Same Diva Squad.
Yeah.
We had took a little break, but we're back. We're back.
Like we never left.
Absolutely. I've been, oh my gosh, traveling to Poughkeepsie. About 2 to 3 times a week sometimes. My daughter goes to school there. Thank God she just finished for her first year. Congratulations to her. It was a hard, rough first year, but she's done. I've been just busy with work, other jobs, and just, oh my gosh, traveling and definitely not taking care of me. I could use some of that vinegar to lose, take off some of these pounds I picked back up. So,
no, girl.
But how about castor oil, old school castor oil? Does that have anything, any effects like the apple cider vinegar?
That's gross.
I know. But to me, the apple cider vinegar is, oh, it just hurts my whole feelings when I drink that. So I think I've got to take that
Well, like I said, they have the pills. They have the pills now. You can take. You don't have to take the apple cider vinegar itself. You can buy apple cider vinegar pills.
Okay, I'm gonna get that.
Absolutely, yes. Something's got to work. Because I dropped like 25, 30 pounds, and within a month and a half, picked it back up.
Did you?
Yes, snap quick. Yeah, you know how people snap back after they have a baby? I snap back fast. Yeah, it's just like literally quick.
You must be real comfortable, because that's what happens when you get in a comfort zone. You start picking up weight, because trust me, I gained 30 myself, and it's all in these thighs and his butt.
You know what? Thank God I have not had to be, you know, as physical as I have been the prior years. I have not been moving around a lot. My jobs don't, you know, require me to move around as much as I used to, so I am comfortable. So, these pounds, woo!
Yeah.
Well, hopefully now that the weather's breaking, that, you know, maybe we could all get a little more exercise in and stuff.
Yes.
It's been raining 19 out of 20 days, so, you know.
I know, right?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I told my doctor, right, I said, I think I have asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, why do you say that? I said, because every time I walk, you know, I'm out of breath, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, something's not right. I just feel like I'm just, like, having a hard time catching my breath. So she said, oh, well, you know, we just weighed you. I said, yeah, but see, you're going to go talk about the weight. See, let's not talk about the weight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just talk about the fact that I can't breathe, you know. So she's like, well, if you lose 20 to 25 pounds, I'm sure your breathing will get better. What can we do, you know, to help with that? I said, I don't know. I'm what you call an emotional eater. Like, if I'm upset, I'm eating, you know. If something just bothered me, I'm eating. If you give it, Destiny makes these homemade chocolate chip cookies, I'm eating them, you know, and I'll be the person to go to the store and buy them. Like, oh, you want to make cookies tonight, you know? Meanwhile, she's thinking they're
like
for
me,
her, but really they're for me, you know?
It'd be 2 o'clock in the morning when you're eating that stuff. So, I have sleep apnea. I have sleep apnea. So I don't know if y'all really know about that either, but at like in the middle of the night with sleep apnea, you'll wake up. I know I do. I wake up a few times a night. And it's something in your brain that tells you that, oh, go eat. You go use the bathroom or you go eat with sleep apnea. So I'm having a sleep study done next week. I have to have
another
sleep study. So. I had one, but I have to get another one, so I got to do another sleep study because it's been a while.
Gosh, man.
I think I'm going to do an updated one because my doctor, my old doctor that I had, he passed away. So I have a new doctor, and I'm going to do a new sleep study and stuff like that. So we're going to see if I have sleep. But let me tell you something. When you do, for those who are listening that have sleep apnea, and if you need a CPAP, it might appear to be uncomfortable in the beginning, but that thing works. It works, and then the CPAP, I'm telling you, feel like a whole new person the next morning. Yes, and you know, also with us not without being able to lose weight, also your body needs vitamin D. Vitamin D helps with absorbing like good nutrients, D3 or whatever. So then your body it needs assistance to help burn calories. D3 is what gives you that assistance. You know, so a lot of that stuff plays a part with not being able to lose weight, sleep apnea and stuff like that, you're not sleeping properly, eating after hours, eating too late, not drinking enough water. So, you know, a lot of that stuff plays a part with it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Again, we get busy, that word busy again, yeah, I know busy is not a good word, because busy will allow you to miss the necessary sometimes. So, you know, be like, oh, so busy that I ain't have time to eat. So I just stopped and got this, and it all be the wrong stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
All of that stuff. Well,
I
want to
tell you, my mom has a machine. She's newly diagnosed with it, but she does have a machine. And let me tell you,
okay.
It was so uncomfortable initially for her. And she had to tell them, like, I know that you want, because the doctor told her, I know that you're not using your machine. You had your machine now for 2 months, and you've used it 3 times in 2 months.
Wow.
So mom was like home.
Wow.
So she had to tell him, it's because I can't breathe. Like, mom, she felt like the machine wasn't helping her. It was making her, like, having her trying to catch her breath instead of helping her breathe normally. So
You know what she needs to do? You know what she needs to do? Because it's like it sometimes the air is very strong. She either one could turn the air down in it, or two, tell her to wear it while she's awake, because that way she could train herself to wearing it. Because that's what I had to do. I had to train myself while I was sitting watching TV. Something I would have to put the mask on. I had the nasal pillows because the mask was a little much for me, so I had the nasal pillows. So it just fits right in your nose. And I sat with it while I was watching TV. That way I was adjusted to how the air works. And then once you're sleeping, the machine will bring itself down, and it'll work as you breathing. You're forcing the machine to breathe. You know what I mean? So,
So what we did was
wear it while she's awake.
When we went to the doctor, they told her that, but they also said we're gonna have someone measure you to get you a bigger mask. You know, they got her the bigger mask now, and then I lowered the temperature that was on it.
Yes.
And
yes.
When I tell you now, she's like, I could sleep, I could breathe, you know, because before she was like trying to catch her breath. So now, I mean, it's been, she just came home, you know, from the hospital, but in the hospital, she had it every night. So last night was her first night, like back at home using it. And she said she felt good. Like it was no issues, no problems.
Good.
So we were just
good
like, oh my God, like now it's finally working. Now you can breathe. You know,
right.
So I definitely agree with you with the sleep apnea.
Definitely
agree.
Yep,
great.
It's really major because people actually lost their lives because of sleep apnea. Miss Melody, KRS-One's wife, that's why she died. She died in her sleep because she had sleep apnea.
Wow.
You literally stopped breathing several times.
You stopped breathing. You stop breathing, so then your body, your brain just kicks in like, oh, wake up. And then depending on what part of the brain it is, it'll tell you, go to the bathroom, go eat.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It has you doing things.
Yes.
So it's almost like you're sleepwalking. You know?
Wow, okay.
So, did you get the, Storm, did you get an inhaler, a rescue inhaler or a provincial inhaler? For your breathing, when you mentioned to your doctor that you,
no, she didn't give me nothing.
Okay.
She didn't give me nothing. She told me lose some weight.
Oh my gosh!
That's
you know
what
my doctor
told me. Sat and kicked you out of her office.
Yes,
Yes, my doctor told me that, and I told my doctor, "Well, look, okay, I am in the process of losing weight. However, every time when I go to work out, I end up using my daughter's inhaler. So then the doctor prescribed me with an inhaler, PRN, and PRN, for those who don't know, it means as needed. And then at night now this was a couple of years ago. Then, so now, maybe like a month ago, I said to my doctor, I picked up a little more weight. I'm having trouble breathing again. And also the allergies, my allergies are acting up because of the season. Mm-hmm. So now I take the, there's a medication I take at night before I go to bed. Mm-hmm. And one in the morning when I wake up, say, between the inhaler, the medicine at night that helps me breathe and the medication that I take in the morning, my allergies and my breathing are totally fine right now. Now my weight isn't, but my breathing and my allergies are great.
Oh wow!
I must say,
What kind of medicine, may I ask? Because I you know, I don't know.
Zyrtec I take in the morning. That's just the normal allergy medication. The one that I take at night is, oh gosh, I can't think of the name of it. It's a combination with the allergies and the breathing, but it's only a short term. So it's to help me, you know, actually it'll help me go to sleep because I start coughing when I lay down, too.
Oh gosh.
Plus I have the acid reflux.
Wow.
So I have to. I'm like a walking medicine bag, and I'm trying to eliminate some medications, you know, but I have all these ailments with the acid reflux, the hypothyroidism, the asthma, the allergies.
Well, you know, that has a lot to do with weight gain too, the hypothyroidism.
Absolutely. Yes, lately my thyroid has been up and down, so we're trying to level out what medication, you know, level I should be on, what dosage I should be on. So I'm constantly going to get blood work from the lab so that we can, you know, see what dose I should be at because my thyroid is off the hook lately.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is why I always say, y'all got to excuse my French on this. I said, that's why I don't take no shit off nobody because I go through enough natural shit.
Be taking
facial crap, you know what I'm saying? So we go through enough natural things. We don't need no additives from no outside sources.
Exactly. I'm telling you, she called me fat in a nice way and said that I had to lose weight. She did. She called me fat and said that you have to lose weight. And then she was surprised when I said, when I walked in, I'm like, oh, I'm healthy, you know. She said, well, how are you feeling? I said, I'm fine. I feel healthy, you know. She said, well, what's healthy to you? I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not taking any medication, you know. Like, I think I'm pretty, and you know, I'm overweight, but I think I'm in shape. I keep busy. I do what I have to do. You know, I don't really have any, knock on wood, any medical issues or nothing like that, you know. I said, so I think I'm okay. So she's like, okay, well, let's see. So as she's asking me all these questions, I'm like, well, you know, well, I do have a concern because I've been trying to lose weight for so long and I haven't been able to. So I'm thinking of, like, the sleeve, you know. Here I go. Surgery. Right. I'm thinking about the sleeve. So she looks at me and she said, okay, well, I mean, yes, you're overweight, but you don't qualify. You wouldn't qualify to have the sleeve.
Yeah, you're not big enough for that. Yeah, no.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm saying to myself, okay, well, I'll gain 30 pounds. So if you could help me do surgery. You're not about to tell me that.
You know how now they have these portals. You can look at your portal to see what your last doctor's visit, you know, the prescriptions, all that stuff, your profile, your medical profile. Well, at the top of my profile, which I didn't know this, so I'm checking, I log on, and I'm checking, I'm looking, okay, hypothyroidism, anemic, it takes iron, obese, slash BMI. I'm like, look at my profile. Now, I'm talking, this has been on my profile for over 7 years, and it's still there every year. Obese.
Yeah.
obese.
My question would be, who makes the BMIs? Who's supposed to be the rule to that? You know what I mean? Who makes that rule? Like, how do you know the average size woman ain't 175 pounds?
Uh huh. Exactly.
Or the average person, excuse me, the average person. Like, you well, think I
wanna
I'm supposed to be 120 pounds? I look like a crackhead.
I want to be 180. My daughter gonna tell me the other day. She's, you know, I'm not even gonna take you serious because you're not serious about losing weight, right? So I'm like, yes, I am. And she's like, no, you're not. So then we're doing like health, talking about healthy stuff and everything.
Uh-huh.
So she's like, Mom, are you going to the gym? I was like, no. I said, but I did go. I went 3 times in a row for like 2 weeks, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said, and then I got on the scale and I didn't lose no weight.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and I felt like I was robbed. Like I felt like it was something wrong. I was constantly hungry, you know. And I thought I was pretty much starving myself for a reason, you know. And then when I got on the scale, it didn't even go down. It went up.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know why? Because you probably built some muscle. I don't think that you lose
weight. That's what they always say, yes.
Muscle weight is more than fat. Muscle weight is more than fat. So you might be winning.
Thank you for the comforting words. You know, you guys have to have a way of, you know, encouraging me.
Give you some encouragement.
You know.
But we all need, everybody can stand to lose a few pounds. It ain't just us. Everybody, you know, like, oh, you could pinch an inch on me. Believe that. The doctor called everybody fat. Y'all get y'all fat asses out of this office and do the push aways.
I was so mad. I could not believe this.
Go get yourself some ice cream.
Exactly. It's a fried chicken or something. I know when I got on the scale the other morning, I'm like, oof, dang. Okay, dang. I picked all of it back up. I want some fried chicken for dinner. I need some comfort food.
I need
fried
some chicken and mashed potatoes. Let's go.
Ooh, yes.
Okay, but I got to say it. You know, Stop and Shop got some good fried chicken, right? I just want to put that out there.
Oh my God. Yes. Absolutely. Ooh,
let's go.
Let me tell you, my mom was in the hospital. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
One night I went there. I said, I don't even want no food. Like, I'm tired of buying out, you know? So I come home and I got all the way back out east. I'm like, let me just stop and get something. I got, like, the little pack of chicken, the fried chicken, all right,
mm-hmm.
you know, nice and warm.
Yes.
They got, and they did it right, too. They got the Hawaiian rolls right
mm-hmm.
there next to them. Hawaiian rolls. I sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Girl.
Yes.
I ate so good.
Much. Ooh, I can taste it
and
now.
And then you feel guilty about it, right?
Yes.
Mm. I felt guilty the next day.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course you will.
But that didn't stop the chocolate chip cookies I was eating.
I gotta say, I've been good for the past 2 days. We
in our fat girl mode right now. You know what I'm saying? We ain't in denial about nothing. We just need to get it off our head, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyone that's listening, let me tell you, we're talking healthy tips, okay? We did a recap, you know, on what's
mm-hmm.
been going on with us.
Mm-hmm.
We also been talking healthy tips, you know, with the mm-hmm. apple cider vinegar and, you know, just. Miss Mobetta, what was the other thing you said? It wasn't medical marijuana. What was it?
CBD.
CBD.
About
that.
Mm-hmm. They have it. You can smoke it. You can get the edibles, and they have the oil. They have topical cream. They have it's everywhere now, you know. But you have to be careful. You do have some bootleggers out there,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So you have to do your research on it. On
mm-hmm.
CBD and, you know, and check the reviews of the company or whatever before you purchase, because you don't want to buy this Chinese stuff, you know what
uh-huh.
I mean? Because they lace the stuff with fentanyl and all that. You don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
You know, it's a natural plant. It's supposed to come from the natural hemp plant or cannabis,
mm-hmm.
the cannabis plant. So,
you know, and everybody's really using it now. They think they use it for people with Parkinson's. It says it calms down people with. I have a friend whose son is who's in the hospital now. He was shot, and they ordered that because he kept having seizures. And knock on wood, he hasn't had a seizure since she started giving him that oil.
Wow.
CBD oil, yes. It calms him down. So,
wow.
It's a calming medicine, natural plant-based medicine. You know, the bad thing about that is once big pharma get their hands on things, you know, that stuff spreads out. It starts stretching and going all different types of directions. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just you have to be careful of where you buy your stuff from.
Right.
You know, and just do your research on it. But everybody's really using that now. You know, that's the new wave, CBD oil or gummies. Or they have gummies, they have the plant itself, you can smoke it. They have pins, vapor
mm-hmm.
pins. They have, like I said, the liquid oil where you can take it internally, or they have the topical stuff. So, you know, whatever you have in the ailment now, it's like working, like with biofreeze and stuff. Put it on
ladies and gentlemen, Dons and Divas, make sure if you guys have any healthcare tips, please let us know. Share your thoughts and share your tips that you're using that may work for you, and you see it's working, and maybe you want to, kind of spread the word to other people. You know, we're definitely all ears.
Absolutely.
A lot of people say, "Oh, well, hit the gym." I'll be honest with you, I don't have time all the time to hit the gym. You know,
I know
but
that's right.
I definitely have to get into the habit of eating better. You know, moving around
right.
better.
Right.
Know, I'm definitely
better
saying that, and you guys hear us,
yeah.
right, the eating habits, the workout habits,
mm-hmm.
you guys hear us, you know, chopping it up about it, but in all reality, you know, we're sitting and we're able to discuss, like, different things that's going on, as well as different things that may work for Ms. Lubetta, that may work for
mm-hmm.
Ray Queen, and
right.
may work for myself,
right.
you know, and,
right.
you know, we're giving you pretty much information on that, as well as, like, doctors' roles and their feedback as far as, like, what they're telling you and how, you know, there is a scale that lets you know the BMI, and, you know, we're giving our opinion pretty much about that scale of the, you know, of the BMI of who's obese and who's not, you know.
Right.
So we're definitely talking about that and, you know, just making sure people understand that, yes, you know, you have to try and be comfortable in the skin that you're in, and if you
Amen.
Do want to – if you're that unhappy with it, then yes, you do have to change it, you know, but you have to change
right.
it for yourself, and you have to want to change it. Reality is I do want to change it, but I have an issue with eating food, and I love food, and I love snacks. So I'm ready, but I'm not ready, but I say I'm ready. So one of these days, I'm really going to be ready, and because we're going to have to, when you guys are ready, and maybe we can motivate each other when it comes
Absolutely.
Down to us, like, losing weight, and, you know,
Absolutely.
Even if it's, like, healthy eating habits for a couple of days or whatever, you know, just doing things a little differently so we can all get into the same thing. But I'm going to tell you, Divas, now, as we work together in this process, I can't have any of y'all talking about, oh, I lost 5 pounds in one day, you know,
I lost seven pounds the next day. That's just not going to happen. I'm going to tell you that.
You know.
Now. All about that. That's not
I've
gonna
done
happen.
That. I have done that, but
how you doing? What are we?
Because I was eating. No. I was eating bad. I mean, I was eating bad, and all of a sudden, I'm like, you know what? Cold turkey. Stop eating no pasta. Stop eating pasta. Stop drinking soda. Stop eating bread. Cold turkey.
It's the carbohydrate.
Your body was going into shock.
Yes, 24 hours, I dropped, and all I drank was water. I mean, no liquor either, because I love my liquor. So in 24 hours, I dropped 10 pounds in 24 hours. It didn't stay
wow.
off, but I dropped 10 pounds in 24 hours. It didn't stay off. I picked it back up afterwards because I was like, oh,
mm-hmm.
okay. But yes, I've done it, but I have since then. I've tried it and it didn't work ever again.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like no. That's like torture. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm a potato chip freak. I can eat a bag of things for breakfast.
I gotta have the potato chips in the bed with me. I'm bad.
But I just quit them. I just quit them about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
I quit potato chips. I quit potato chips because they were my
weakness. Sounds like that was a bad relationship or something.
That I quit them. That it was because that's why all this 30 pounds and it's gone. So
it's in your booty.
That's why I had to quit those things. I was at lunch today and one of my friends had a bag of lace. She's like, "Here, you can have the rest." I was like, "No, thank you." And then I cheered for myself because my willpower, I exercised it today. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but potato chips is my weakness. It's junk food. I'm a junk food junkie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too. I'm a junk food junkie.
I mean,
I'm an emotional
eater.
And
you know what it is? If we don't overdo it, you can have anything you want to. You just got to do it in moderation. You got to learn
mm-hmm.
how to do it. You know what I mean? Like, all right, I'll have one and quit. Nah, you're like, I'm going to eat 4, 5, and 6. Then quit. You know what I mean? So we just got to learn to exercise that willpower. Like, nah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
That's like smoking a cigarette. Like, that's one of my hardest things. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? That's hard for me.
Now, I did that cold turkey now. I did that cold turkey.
I tend for that.
When I tell you, I did that cold turkey. That was the hardest thing I ever did. And that's
mm-hmm.
why I say, why can't I lose weight? If I can do that, how
mm-hmm.
come I can't lose weight? And when I tell you, I don't want to say I can't. I'm just going to say I haven't been able to, you know,
mm-hmm.
because you could do whatever you put your mind to. And that's why I just came to the realization that maybe mentally I'm just not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
my clothes is telling me I'm there. The scale is telling me I'm there. But mentally,
mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just not, you know, not ready to accept the fact that you need to do a change. But
mm-hmm.
I do need to really change a couple things. You know, Pumpkin's going to be having her sweet 16 in September, and I don't want to be, you know, walking in there, you know, not looking correct, you know.
Looking
I want
like
to make sure.
Right?
Oh,
hello,
my God.
Hello.
I did that last year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I did that last year. My son graduated college. My daughter graduated high school. I threw my son a party. I threw my daughter a party. And
we had fun
also had another party. And
mm-hmm.
had all the weight. I carried all the weight. I pulled it off. I don't know how my big ass was running around
yes.
and all I did.
You
and
them damn scarves.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I got
those
one
layers.
On now. I had a minimum
layers.
I got a scarf
on
now.
Upon layers.
Yeah,
you do it all the time. It could be 90 degrees outside. You come outside with a scarf.
But I feel naked. I feel naked if I don't have a scarf around my neck. I have one around my neck now.
Wow.
I should have just, yes. I got a scarf around my neck. It's a really thin summer one.
I said I'm going to hide them from you. I'm hiding them. You have a very nice shape. So even
exactly.
More
thanks,
weight.
Y'all.
You still have a very nice
thanks,
shape.
Y'all.
So you don't you cover all that up. Like, girl.
Oh, yeah. I got to cover you. Yeah. I'm going to take a picture.
Out there.
I'm going to take a picture of how I look now and put it in the group in the group message. Show y'all me my scarf right now.
Oh, my God.
But you see, ladies and gentlemen, we're able to definitely come together and just talk about real life things and, you know, just be able to discuss, like, life itself, you know, and
yes.
that's what we're doing. Tonight we kind of just, like I said, took the recap, the way of the recapping on what's going on and bring everybody up to date and, you know, what to expect here of GQ Palace and, you know, how we're going to be pushing and branding and, you know, working hard, you know, but we, of course, do need the support of, you know, our fans, either our callers, our listeners, you know, the people, you know, who are looking like, wow, like, where's GQ Palace at? You know, like, you guys hit us up and you see me back. We're back. You ready? You know, we definitely going to be better than ever. So definitely you got to tune us, you know, to check us out, you know, every Wednesday night to see what we got going on. And then soon we're going to be having a Friday night show. And then
yay.
We're going to branch off to all our other shows as well. So
yes.
but we definitely
yes,
started
yes,
off by
yes.
doing GQ Palace Love Fantasy, the Diva Squad first. That was our start.
Yeah.
So tonight, you know, we definitely came and brought you guys, you know, the warm up to get ready, you know, because usually we discuss a lot of topics, you know, different things.
Yes.
And, you know, we look for people to call in and give their feedback on it. And, you know, as Ms. Mobetta said, we're definitely not biased. You know, we come
mm-hmm.
together, you know, we come together to discuss any thing you can possibly think about. We discussed it. It's on the up and up. Don't go ahead with no ratchetness. We're not having that. But on a lighter note, you know, this is an adult show. And we're trying to come together and just, you know, make a platform so everyone can call in and give their feedback as well as educate other people on things that they might not know about. You know,
right.
And if you might be going through something, it doesn't have to be relationship-wise. It's life itself, you know, where you might need feedback on, or you have a question, you're going through something, you want feedback, you know, don't hesitate, you know, to give us a call or send us an email, send us a Facebook, you know, message or something. We're on all social medias that you could think of. We're on it, you know, so just make sure you check us out. So Divas is about, what is it, like 8:55 right now, you know, so we definitely want to, you know, our show's an hour, you know, tonight, and we're definitely thankful that, you know, we were able to be here, and, you know, but I wanted to definitely go around our little round table, you know, and everyone give their feedback, and then let's just give some information out. I don't know if you guys have anything that you're working on that maybe you want support with, whether it's yourself, your family, any shout-outs you want to give personally, you know, but this will be, you know, that time so we could, you know, definitely try and wrap the show up at 9:00. I don't know who wants to go first.
Well, I'll go. First and foremost, I'm so glad to be back. I thank God for the show. Thank God for our CEO and our executive. I love y'all. And my sister Divas, Miss Storm and Miss Mobetta. And all of our fans, past, present, and future. And I look forward to doing more and more and more and more with GQ Palace. And I love y'all. I'm so grateful. I just recently became a distributor for It Works, but I'll talk about that with y'all in private. But I'm on some new ventures, trying to make some money on the side. And I'm thinking about vlogging and becoming a YouTuber. I'm just thinking about it. We'll see how it goes.
Hey,
Now you're talking.
Yeah. So anyway, yes, I love y'all. And I'm passing on the mic.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
It's on you. So what you gonna do? Go Storm.
Oh my God, that's funny. I love that. I miss it. I'll definitely go next.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, we're definitely thankful. You know, very humble, blessed to be back on the air. You know, thankful to the man above as well as, you know, Rich Money for definitely allowing this to take place tonight. There was a lot of obstacles, of course, you know, with the beginning of the show and how we started off, and we had a little bit of issues, you know, but we definitely fixed the issues, so we're definitely ready, back, you know, and like I said, in full force, ready, you know, branding. So a lot of different ventures, just ready to take GU Palace to the next level, you know, and just keep pushing, you know, keep pushing, keep striving. But everything we do, you know, we're definitely thanking the man above for it, you know, because without him, none of this would be possible. So we're definitely thankful and humble for it and humble for the continuous blessings and, you know, the opportunities that, you know, we're able to have here at GU Palace. I really don't have much working on, you know, that I'm working on personally per se. Just trying to, you know, nurse Rich Money back, nurse Mom back, get everybody together, you know, keep them, you know, healthy and moving around. And then just, you know, trying to just help brand GQ Palace as much as possible. But, you know, it's definitely thank you, everyone, for listening to us. You know, we don't have a date just yet for our Friday show, but when we do have a date, I'll definitely let you know. But know that it's coming soon, you know, and Friday show is the show where we'll do interviews, you know. Anyone looking to promote themselves or what they're doing, they call in, they get the interview, and after they get the interview, they're putting on magazine. So we're definitely about to push that a lot harder than we were pushing it before. And, you know, we've been gone for a minute to get ourselves together, but now we're ready. And I'm definitely going to pass the mic over. Well, before I do that, I do want to say congratulations to Cherie Seymour. She'll be graduating tomorrow from Suffolk. So we are definitely happy. You know, we're happy with that. So, you know, definitely, you know, so we do have that with her.
She's such a kind-spirited person.
Yeah, so we're definitely happy. You know, Sharice is graduating. Yep. But then I do want to rewind a little bit and say congratulations to Nabria, because Nabria graduated from college, from Queens College of Charlotte, I believe, like about a week or two ago. So we're definitely doing big things. Definitely doing big things. Give them a quick hand clap real fast, you know.
Yeah.
But we want to, you know, definitely recognize them. They're doing big things. I'm proud of them. You know, Courtney will be graduating, you know, she's, you know, being able to pursue, you know, her GED and her diploma. So she's working hard for that. Don't want to definitely,
awesome.
You know, miss her, give her a little hand clap, you know. So, of course, you know, for us here in COPEG, we definitely have our prom tomorrow night for COPEG. So I'm definitely just going to say to them, please be safe, be careful, you know, out there. There's a couple different things going on, and, you know, parents will be paying attention. I'll be one of those parents in the building watching everything that's going on.
Yeah,
he's like the
everywhere.
Prom, you know. So definitely shout out to them and, you know, congratulations in advance for that. And, you know, cheer was great. Thank you guys, all the supporters and everybody that donated and supported Destiny. You know, the trip to Florida was amazing. They had a wonderful show. They did what they had to do. And, you know, we didn't proceed to the next day, you know, but we were able to go. And finally, after 8 years of cheering, be able to go to Florida, which is Summit, which is big. You know, that's in the cheer world.
Yes.
That is big.
Yes.
You can't go any higher than that in a cheer world. Is you have to go to Worlds or Summit, and we went to Summit, and it was a wonderful experience. So definitely congratulations, and thank you to everybody that helped us with that. And then our cheerleading team placed sixth in the world, in the whole entire world. You know, our gym placed number six. So we definitely want to give them, you know, definitely a hand clap for that, because that's big.
Yes.
It's the first time ever our gym has did that. So for them to do it, it was great. We had a wonderful time.
That's major. That's major.
So, of course, last but not least, we do have Xavier graduating. So we are definitely congratulating him. He's moving up. He's a big boy, big thing. We got to be ready. Listen, we got to be ready. Rich money,
absolutely.
Get ready. The girls are going to be going crazy, and we need to make sure that we let him know. No girlfriends, you know. So congratulations, Xavier. We're so proud of you. And, of course, keep on doing the good work. So you see, I had so many announcements, so many shout-outs, you know, but definitely want to pass it over to Miss Mobetta. You know, a lot has been going on, and, you know, we're thankful, we're humble, like I said, and we're ready to work. So I'm going to pass it over to Miss Mobetta. Miss Mobetta, what you got?
It's on me. So what I'm going to be. Listen, first of all, I'm going to give peace and blessings to your family, to your mom, to your husband, you know, and to
y'all,
caregivers. That, you know, peace and blessings to y'all. Pray for a healing, a complete healing for them. And congratulations to all the graduates. It's probably just too many to name for me. But congratulations to all the graduates out there. I want to give a birthday shout out to my cousin Dina. Her birthday was yesterday, actually. But
happy birthday.
To Stacey Ann. Happy birthdays everywhere. I'm like y'all ladies. I am truly excited to be back in the building. Y'all already know this is my realm right here. Loving it.
Yes.
Loving it. Yeah. And I want to thank our fans for joining us tonight for our Stretch Marks and Cellulite episode, you know what I'm saying? Now that we got that off our chest, you know what I mean? Hopefully we can move forward. I'm praying for some encouragement for us ladies, you know what I mean?
But again,
we're about branding over here, building our brand more and more as much as possible, and we need you guys' help, you know what I mean? And not only that, we appreciate you. We appreciate the support y'all give us, whether you're just listening on the line, because we see how the lines be lit up. We're not here to blow anybody up for anything. We appreciate you even calling in. So, So just tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that on Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you got the Vita Squad in the building. And that's at 646-716-9789. So, you know, and again, we appreciate y'all. We hope to catch y'all here every week. You know, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is your girl, Miss Mobetta. And the Diva's about to sign out. We're going to holler at y'all next week. Shout out to Rich Money, too. Right here.
Yeah.
I worked my whole life for this one. Another one.
DJ Kelly. Sun is shining, yeah. All of this winning, I've been losing my mind. Oh, hold on. Don't try to slow me down. Hold on. Don't try to slow me down. Slow me down. And I'm gonna make a mega fool, boy. You gon' need an edge when I lose the boy. Roger, you a tool, boy. Talking daddy, but my lips so clean. I'm a body like a bumper car sticker. Better make a smile when you see that bitch pull up. Money don't make me happy, and a fella can't make me fancy. Smiling for a whole nother reason. It's all smiles through all four seasons.
Shining, yeah.
All of this winning, I've been losing my mind. Through all four seasons. Shining, yeah. All of this winning, I've been losing my mind.
Another one.
Make them wait. One ain't enough, I need two. And that makes the ace with the deuce. Hit a triple-double in the garden. Hugged on my left wrist like I'm Harden. Switch. Ran to the dealer, boy, twin Mercedes. The European trucks for the twin babies. Don't let me have a son, I'm a fool. Send them to school and all my juice. I'm one of boy and girl to fight for truth. Whatever God give me, I'm cool. I've been winning so long, it's like alchemy. I've been playing cards with the house money. 21 Grammys, I'm a savage. 21 Grammys, I'm a savage. I shoot even wearing bag with 12 solo albums all platinum. I know y'all ain't out here talking numbers, right? I know y'all ain't out here talking summers, right? I know you ain't walking around talking down, saying boss when you were running, right? Plain paddock, then had it. Flooded when I got it from Cali. That was just a thank you for us last year. Next year, gonna have to buy a palace on it.
Shining, yeah.